Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
So do want to bring in our next guest at this hour, because he is certainly well known in the venture capital world. He was an early VC investor from Patrick Hoff & Co. to Apax Partners to today. He is the founder and managing director of Graycroft. It has about $1 billion under management, and he has helped build and grow such companies as AOL, Office Depot, Apple, so many different companies. Alan joins us on the phone in New York from Southampton. Alan, nice to have you here with us. First of all, I hope you are well, your family as well. We did actually get to speak with your son, Mark, last week.
Yep, you talked to him about sports.
Yeah, exactly.
And streaming, yeah,
streaming and politics
things.
And so many different things. You Patrick Hoffs, you guys are very intellectually curious and, dare I say, corporately promiscuous in the best way, Alan. Right? You have so many interests.
I've got three sons, and they all are very active. So we've got an active family.
You have been an active investor, and I first want to ask you, let's do big picture, how you see this virus, because it has certainly upended our world as we know it on every different or from every different angle. How do you see it? How do you see the stimulus that's being talked about in Washington? And can you even start to think about the other side of it when we get through it?
Well, listen, it's very obvious. This has been, I don't know how you can call anything less than devastating to certainly small growing businesses, to the companies that are larger, the IBMs, the Microsofts of the world. They can withstand it. Apple, people with great balance sheets and lots of cash on hand, they'll be, they'll weather this fine. The real challenge is to the smaller companies, even small below the venture capital level, the local businesses with small shops and small whether they're industrial-type companies or retail or consumer service, they're all being severely affected. And that's going to be here for the next 30, 60, 90 days. I mean, this peak point we keep hearing, first it was April 9th, then it was April 15th, then April 30th, and now we don't know when the date is where it's going to peak. But I think we're in for a difficult time going forward.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization. we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
And so, Alan, what does that mean for, you know, you mentioned that the big firms are resilient. Tell us more about smaller companies because, you know, they have less wiggle room. You know, some of them don't have those fortress balance sheets that big companies do. What's the mood among, you know, the smaller companies that we know you're in touch with?
Well, yeah, which is my area of focus. There's right. No question. Smaller companies are in a very disadvantageous position unless they have a very strong cash position and not a lot of debt. They are going to be under severe pressure. And even if they have cash, if you don't have enough cash on hand for 6 to 12 months at least, you're going to have real concerns in an environment where raising money is going to be harder than it's been, and it's never easy. I think that you have already seen immediately significant layoffs, and I think you're going to continue to see that. I would expect the unemployment figures are going to increase dramatically even further tomorrow, and I think we're going to be seeing that for the next couple of weeks till we get to a level point in the business world. Forget about leveling off and the flattening off of the virus curve. I think the problem in business layoffs is it's just not – people are doing it gradually. They're not all acting fast. But frankly, the secret to staying alive here is to take quick action and to not sit and contemplate and study the problem too long. I think that one has to get a business in a financial shape very quickly, and which means cutting your expenses and realistically reassessing what your revenue expectations can be in this environment. And, you know, which customers you have are going to survive, who is going to pay you, and managing your cash.
What does that mean for your portfolio companies? I mean, you're invested in gaming, fintech, healthcare, software, publishing. I mean, you're in so many different areas, healthcare. What does it mean for your portfolio companies? What are you saying to them? What are your expectations in terms of their survival?
Well, we're across the board, as you just said. I mean, clearly, if you're in the right areas of healthcare, you're okay. If you have any kind of service that's performed from the home, you mentioned gaming. We're in a company called Scopely, another one called Dot. Both of those are game companies that people pay on play online. They're doing very well in this environment. We have a home delivery grocery companies, one called Thrive Markets, which is kind of less costly Whole Foods. And then we have another company called Box, which is doing bulk deliveries, which is a even cheaper Costco. So those companies are doing well and are hiring people and can't meet up with the demand. We have companies that are dealing with special aspects of the public market, building portfolios online. They're doing very well. So I think it really is selective. If you're in a retail store chain, you've got a lot of problems. Fortunately, we don't have too many companies that are in the retail area. Most of our companies are in e-commerce that are selling merchandise. And so far, those seem to be holding up. But everybody has got to take a new look at their budget for this year and say, realistically, you know, I can't just expect what I call a cascade of miracles, which is everything's going to be all right and everything's going to turn out well. And I think you got to prepare for, you know, a really severe thunderstorm and perhaps a hurricane.
Still with us, Alan Patrickoff, founder, managing director of Great Croft Ventures. Carol did a nice summary of his long four-decade career in the world of tech finance, backing well-known companies, still in the business of startups very much. Alan joins us on the phone from the Hamptons, where I trust a lot of people are. Alan, what's it like out there?
Well, it's not Times Square, but I think people are following the rules and staying secluded. And I think that, you know, we're in my home and very tight and not having visitors and not visiting anyone else. So we're like everyone else is following the rules. There are a limited number of cars on the road, and there are the only people that are open are the restaurants, which are served, have takeout at night, and a drugstore. But other than that, everything is shut down.
It's very quiet. Interesting. Well, normally, in a normal part of a normal year, certainly 2020, a presidential election year, we would certainly be talking to you in a different context about the political world. We'd be looking ahead to the Democratic convention. You obviously have backed a lot of Democrats over the years. What do you make of the political landscape in all of this? And what do you think happens from here, especially on the Democratic side?
Well, it's no secret I've been supporting Joe Biden since he announced, and even before he did last March, actually, it's almost a year. And I still am a very loyal supporter and very enthusiastic about his prospects for winning. I think he's got a difficult position, sequestered in comparable to Winston Churchill during World War II, sequestered in the war rooms underground. He's in his own mini TV studio and not able to go out and campaign and do that famous thing in politics, in which is touch people on their hands and their shoulders and greet people. And I guess that even when this starts getting better, that possibility is going to end also. So it's going to be a different kind of campaigning. Different fundraising challenge is much greater because you can't have any live events. Everything's got to be virtual. And it's not as easy to stimulate high donors in a virtual environment. I think it's not a problem for most online small donors. They've been doing that regularly since last year, and he's had some very good online months. I'm not familiar with what they did in March, but certainly going into that month, they had record weeks until this thing happened. So I think it's a challenging environment. I think Joe is still a candidate who's going to prevail, and I'm loyal, and I will stay that way, and I will be doing everything I can actively. I think in a congressional sense, I think the phones ring off the hook daily in terms of congressional people who are running for Congress all over the country who have every name on a list that they can cold call, and they have no hesitation. And so I think that it's a real challenge for everybody on a local as well as a national level to get to raise the funds and get their message across, even more importantly.
Alan, how, you know, in any normal year with an economy tanking, one would think the incumbent doesn't even stand a chance politically. But this is a year unlike any other. You know, there's been folks, including the president, have talked about it as like we're in a war, you know, a health war. And I'm wondering how you think the economy, the handling of the virus itself will ultimately impact the outcome. I mean, you understand the political world better than most. So how do you think all of this will ultimately impact the outcome?
I think it, first of all, Donald Trump was running on the basis of having a very, very strong economy. And we all know how many times he referred to the stock market as a sign of his success. I think that that line, that logo line, that buzzword is really going away. And I think that he certainly can't point to that. On the other hand, in all fairness, I don't think anyone could ever have anticipated what is happening now, whether it's a month later or not. The decline that's taking place is so dramatic that the economy's success is going to be far less a factor than it might have been otherwise. I think that so you get back to the, how the healthcare issue is handled is front and center. But I think you come back to before we get there in September, and even if they, excuse me, in November, even before you get there, there's going to be a chance to see these two candidates head to head in some fashion, even if they're standing on a stage with no one in the room. And we're going to get a good sense of who these people are. And I think that Joe will come out on top in terms of his style, his knowledge of domestic and foreign affairs, his ability to cross the bipartisan divide. And I think that that's where he will show himself. And our president, current president, will, I think, bluster and exaggerate and make lots of claims. And I think we're going to have to live with that. And, you know, calling people names that he'll create, it was just the style we've all, you know, gotten used to over the last 4 years. And hopefully the public will see through that. I think we've all come to realize who the real Donald Trump is. And I think the real Joe Biden, everybody has known for 40 years, 30 years, 40 years probably, and know the kind of man he is and the character he has and the compassion he has. And I think that will show through when two of them are standing on a stage together. I'm sure Donald Trump will do everything he can not to be on that stage with him, but I don't think in the end he'll have a choice in that.
Alan, right? you think we will get to a point, though, where they're both sharing a stage again? I mean, we're all kind of waiting to see what happens or whether there's a second wave of all of this, but you do foresee that ultimately by November we'll be in a situation where we can have two candidates safely on a stage despite the virus.
Well, they might be. I don't know if they'd be safe even if there were no virus.
Right. And so, Alan, I do want to ask you something we've been asking all of our guests, especially those with a lot of experience like you have in the markets. What changes on the other side of this? Maybe something that is underappreciated. How does the world change, and especially through the lens that you look at as an investor?
I like that question. It's a very good question. It's absolutely where we should all be thinking of. How is the world going to be different whenever this ends? And I think it's going to have some profound differences. First of all, I think we've all learned to work virtually. What's the implication going to be for high-rise office buildings and clusters, enormous clusters of office workers, particularly doing standard functions? Whether it's in the insurance industry, the banking industry, whatever else, we don't need, 100,000 square foot, possibly will not need that. Maybe the top people who are doing decision-making need to get together. But I think that will change in how our work. I think we've all gotten used to being home. We may get used to a four-day work week. Who knows? I think we will also have a much greater appreciation, I hope, for the medical profession and what's being done and what is being done. And that includes nurses, doctors, I would assume dentists included, the EMT group, our safety people who are making enormous sacrifices. And I think people will have a greater understanding. I think thirdly, I think we're all learning to, as a family, as family groups, we're learning about each other and learning how to, that the family meal is a tradition that maybe will be restored again. And I think that there may be a kinder, better world. And I don't mean to be, you know, too over schmaltzy in terms of, motherhood. But I think I think that's a possible, a very probable outcome. Another thing I think, which is probably not as good, is I think that we're going to become more and more nationalistic. I think there has been a strong trend even before this happened, our president being the leader of it, but also Boris Johnson in England, what's happening in Italy, what's happening in a lot of countries who are becoming more isolated, more less globalist. And I think that that's going to change the nature of our whole international society. And it comes at a time where we need cooperation for the climate, which I think everybody realizes, even now, maybe when they're outdoors more, is an important thing that's worth saving. And it's going to be a lot harder when we have a lot of countries where all they're going to focus on is their own self-interest. There'll be less importing. There'll be more of a trend to try to manufacture at home and not depend on other people, whether it's oil or whether it's electronic components. So I think there are going to be a lot of changes, and that's things we should be thinking about. How is this world going to look like when we come out of this pit that we're in?
So this is like the perfect way to end, but I have to ask one follow-up. Will it impact? It sounds like obviously it will impact maybe your investing going forward.
Yeah, I think sure it is. I mean, we'll be looking at different kinds of companies that provide different kinds of services. And out of all upheavals come new opportunities. And I think that's the way you have to look at it, that adversity brings opportunity. And it's for the wise, the astute, the pioneers, the adventuresome, who will take chances in new ideas, new technologies, new concepts, to deal with the world that we're going to be living in, whether it's in June or September or, God forbid, it's, you know, even later. But, we all like to see it happen sooner rather than later.
Well, we wish you so well, Alan, and thank you so much for finding a nice chunk of time to spend with us and really get your insights. So do take care of yourself and your family. I'm delighted to have Alan Patrickoff with us, of course, the founder and managing director of Graycroft, but really someone who's legendary within the venture capital world, Jason.
And the political world, too.
And absolutely.
You heard it all there. The scope, you can tell why he has such smart boys. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
In any case, Alan Patrickoff, grateful to him.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.